So I was watching, I was catching up with my keeping up with the Kardashians. I was keeping up with the Kardashians, if you will, last night. And Kim was telling a story about when her and Kanye had a fight. Right. Mm. And it made me feel way more normal in my relationship, you know, when we fight about Christmas lights and chocolate and whatnot. I'll play you a clip of what I saw.
We had a fight because I wouldn't get him a Band-Aid. I said, did you look in the proper place? There's a Band-Aid here. He didn't like that one. So he wanted another one. So there was a Band-Aid there and I put it on him. He didn't like the color of the Band-Aid. And so we went upstairs in the kids' room and I go, oh, look, North has Jesus Band-Aids. Put on a Jesus Band-Aid. And he was like, I've slaved around the world making clothes for you to make sure that you find the best outfit and you let me go out wearing a Jesus Band-Aid.
Aww.
He said I should have got a skin color Band-Aid.
But
and I'm like,
you.
So I'm running around to find three f-ing different color Band-Aids when I have three kids to look after.
So it made me feel like, you know, well, if they've all the money in the world and they fight about small, stupid things like that,
oh yeah,
then grand, lads.
All right, well, this morning we want to know what ridiculous things have you argued about or do you constantly argue about? You can let us know on 087-4100-102. Just like Kim and Ye. In my house, myself and Tracy don't really argue very often, but we do argue regularly about her taking my parking space. So I park straight in and she has to go in at a slight angle to fit two cars in the drive because there's no room on the street for us to park our cars. So you get home after a long day, you just want to get into your house.
After three hours of work
and I'm stressed out.
Mahler, she's getting four kids out of the back of her car, but yeah. You want her to park further away from the door.
Listen, it's about a foot further. It's just out of my way. My point is, she parks in between the two bits of driveway we can park on so that I can't get into either side. And then I like freak out, and then I'm obviously freaking out about nothing because just get over yourself is her argument. And sometimes I just sit there with my hand on the horn and the kids all come to the window and wave at daddy and they're waving back but silently seething with anger while I can't get into my driveway. So annoying!
We've got Annie on the phone from Kildare. How are you, Annie?
What did you say you love?
So I love cereal. And I have different types of cereal. So I have my breakfast cereal and then I have my all-day cereal. I have my dinner cereal and then
Brilliant.
I'm eating dessert cereal.
love it.
And he knows this. And one day I came home from work and I was too tired to cook and I knew there was my favourite cereal, which is Start. I knew you'd love that cereal.
Annie, I love Start. I'm with you.
Yeah, and they're stopping to make it. So there's a limited supply out there.
Yeah.
And I had saved this. So I came home and I opened up the cupboard, took out the box, got the bowl ready, got the milk out, got the spoon in, opened the box, and there was an empty plastic packet in it.
Oh, he put it back empty.
Like a madman.
Oh,
like
what kind of animal does that?
What kind of animal? I live with him. That's what kind of animal does it.
That's unbelievably bad.
And he wasn't there, so I just sat in the dark and waited for him to come home for football.
Like a thriller, you're just sitting there with the lights off in the armchair.
Anne says my husband's a disaster. He can't load a dishwasher, half the dinner's left on the plates, and then he wonders why the filter's all clogged. He never puts the toothbrush lid back on. He pees all over the toilet seat in the middle of the night, and he doesn't know what a hanger is and just denies it all. God, Anne. I think you need some counselling.
Well, it's difficult to see your aim if you're going in the dark.
No.
I will jump to his defence.
Lift up the lid. There's no excuse. Someone says, I had a 3-day fight with my husband about the way he cut cabbage. I cut it in long strips. He cuts it in squares. What a savage.
He's a cabbage savage. Andy in Donegal says, lads, every other day I come in from work to find a full carton of milk sitting beside the kettle because my wife doesn't know where the fridge is when she's finished making her morning tea. Jesus! And don't get me started about the fact that she can't use a plate to butter her toast.
Miriam's in Cork. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good now. Good, thanks.
What are you arguing about at home?
Well, we just constantly bicker about that just perfect spot on the couch. Pretty much every night we'd be racing in to see who gets there first. And, you know, it's just like perfectly angled towards the TV. It has the recline feature. It has everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but the other night I was sitting on that spot and Connor came in and he kind of like physically lifted me up and I was like, ooh, is he being romantic here? And then is he going for a kiss? And next thing he just said, "You're in my seat," and he just physically put me down on the different side of the couch.
I love you. You thought it was like either, you know, Patrick Swayze lifting baby exactly. up in or yeah. Officer and a Gentleman carrying it. No.
Absolute letdown.
My husband leaves the drawers open on the chest of drawers inside his slide robes.
Oh yeah.
And I can't open my side until his are closed, but he doesn't close them. Drives me mad, says the text.
See, there are the things, you know, you think, oh, you know, it's so stupid we're arguing about these things. These are the things that break up relationships.
We want to have a chat to Claire, who's in Selbridge. Hi, Claire.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you argue about at home?
Our recycle bin that I spend my days talking to my husband about what is recyclable and what isn't. And we kind of just are not any closer to understand.
He's not going in, isn't it?
No.
So
no.
What mistakes does he make?
Well, we have crisp packets in the recycle bin constantly. We have chocolate bar wrappers. We have, the other day I found a yogurt carton that still had yogurt in it. Banana skins and things like this, but it's like, it's not really working.
Claire, I was going to say, like, I don't want you to hate me, but I would have had no idea that crisp packets and chocolate bar wrappers weren't recyclable.
Seriously, come on.
Come on, Dave, they're foil. Can't
recycle foil.
No.
Why? No, make the technology, recycle it. Come on.
Okay, then I think we need to just kind of progress our recyclable skills then, maybe.
I mean, look, my three still, the girls, they know that banana skins don't go in the recycle bin. They're three.
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
you know.
As do my kids. I'm a Montessori teacher and we teach everything through kind of three period lessons. And I've even tried this with us. And, you know, this is recyclable, this isn't recyclable. And we're no closer.
Have you tried finger puppets? I think you may have to go finger puppets.
I think so.
He needs a reward chart on the fridge and he gets a star every time he does a right recycling.
Do you think that he is just... like, just cannot understand it, or he just doesn't care?
I would imagine the bigger part is he just doesn't care, and also a bit of just trying to wind me up thrown into it.
I think there's a bit of that, in fairness.
I think he's definitely more intelligent than he's let on to be there with us.
I'm just hoping he'll get to the exasperated point where you go, fine, leave everything on the kitchen counter and I will sort it. No problem. Lydia, what's going on with you guys?
Guys, my husband leaves things next to things and doesn't put things where he should put things. Like, he'll make a sandwich and leave the knife on top of the counter as opposed to putting it into the dishwasher. His reasoning is that he might want another sandwich. Then he will, when he comes home from work in the evening, he puts his clothes outside the washing machine as opposed to into the washing machine. And his reasoning for this is that he doesn't know whether the clothes in the washing machine are clean or dirty. Wouldn't occur to him to check. He also leaves clothes on top of the laundry basket as opposed to in the laundry basket. And there is no reason for this. I actually don't know why I married him, to be honest.
Letting it all out there. A good old vent.
Oh, I love it.
I would say there's a lot of people feeling that pain of the things left near stuff. In my house, the argument is, well, currently, the wardrobes in our bedroom. My wife will never close her wardrobe doors.
Oh.
Opens them up, gets what she needs,
yeah,
and walks away. So every day, I walk in the door, into my bedroom, shut her wardrobe doors, without fail. And then the most annoying thing about these things is when you point it out, if you point out some wrongdoing that's getting under your skin, and then they say, "What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't do that." Oh my God.
Maria, do you think you might side with Karina on this one, that he should just get over himself about some wardrobe doors? Bigger problems? Like?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But I think that would annoy me.
If every cupboard, the dishwasher, wardrobe doors, if everything is just left open all the time, would that not bug you?
Do you have any floor space at all in your house, or is it just all open doors? The whole house is just open doors.
It's an obstacle course. It's like the Krypton factor. The wife always turns up the toaster to max and pops it up halfway through. She reckons it's nicer toast. I put bread in the toaster and then it's cremated. Major row every time. How could that make any sense?
Well, it's cooking the bread quicker. So there could be a difference.
Well, it's not, because it's just...
No, it is.
It's the same heat. It's just keeping it in there for longer, potentially.
No, is it not increasing the level of heat on the...
That's just like the time that it's down. It doesn't affect the actual level of heat.
Well, this lady seems to think it does.
What?
My mum does it.
Your mum, Sean's mum does
it. Puts it up to max and then pops it up halfway through.
Yeah, but you can do that as a toaster person. You can put it to max. But your job is always to reset it to the middle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because then the next person can come up and make their own decision.
Well, the little marker on our knob on the toaster has worn away. There's just killings every time someone tries to make anything.
This is incredible. Someone says, I was sick of trying to locate the remotes for the TV, Sky and DVD player. With two teenagers and a toddler in the house, it was impossible to keep them together. They were constantly down the back of the recliners or under them or in the kitchen. So I got industrial grade double-sided tape from work and stuck all three to a sun visor from a Land Rover Freelander. All together in one spot and too big to go far. Problem solved. Oh my God, that's incredible.
That's genius.
It is genius because, like, in fairness to them, they do go missing a lot and it is a constant battle in my house. Although Sky, to be fair to them, have on their Sky Q remote, you press a button on the box and your Sky Q remote whistles at you.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so you press a button on the front and then your Sky Q will go and then you can find it. However, my children decided this noise was annoying and put the Sky Q remote in the sink. So now it doesn't do anything. Thanks, kids.